Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest, our founder and leader of Global Prophetic Alliance, Emma Stark. And director of Raising Prophets, Sam Robertson. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Yeah. Welcome, everyone, to Grace Street. What a beautiful audience today. You're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Praise God. We're having revival in the world. Emma Stark is here. Irish prophet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you already. We've already been to church with you on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pastor Joe Campbell sitting in the front row here. He's our pastor. And what a service you guys had.
Wow.
And
yeah.
You prophesied. Powerful. In fact, if with your permission, we're going to run your prophecy.
Absolutely.
From yesterday's service. Church service.
Yeah. Mm.
Because it was so much to me. And when you spoke for me to arise and build, I'll tell you, God's been speaking to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm making plans already. I got the builders ready. I've gotten people going. And I'll tell you what, God has called me. He called me when I was a boy.
Yes.
And prophesied over me that I'd help bring in, usher in the coming of the Lord.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I'm pretty close to that, so maybe I'm going home. But you energized with the Holy Ghost yesterday.
Amen.
You didn't even know I was watching, probably, but we were listening to you, what you were saying. And we're gonna play that in a minute.
You don't want
but
to miss it.
Emma, I just want to welcome you to the show.
Yes.
Emma Stark is an Irish prophet known around the world, the founder and leader of Global Prophetic Alliance. She is also core leader of the British Isles Council of Prophets. Mm-hmm. And God told me to build a platform for the prophets.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Come on. Amen. And here we are.
So needed. It's so
and Emma,
needed.
I'm just going to go on record. I don't know you real well. You've been on the shows. You go live from Scotland. We can keep doing that. Mm-hmm. But then we want you to come back and have revivals here. We're going to have the prophets from the world are going to come in here. Every night there will be a prophet in the house.
Come on.
Amen.
Mm.
Yes. Amen.
God has built this place. The foundation is laid. Mm. And God's going to have this so we can go around the world.
Yes. Wow. Mm.
And do you know Corrie Ten Boom?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Corrie Ten Boom, said this a lot, but I'm going to say it probably till I die. She flew over this area years ago, before there was even paved runways on airports in this area.
Wow.
And she was flying in a private plane and looked down and she said, a great revival is coming from down there.
Oh, wow. Come on. Amen. You can feel the glory of God on that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whenever we were flying into the area, you know, you're always looking for what's in the atmosphere.
Yes.
As
oh, my
God. As you come in on the airplane into a place. And I suddenly was caught up into a deep encounter with Christ. I mean, one of the deepest I've ever had. As soon as I hit your airspace, and I just felt the joy of the Lord over this ministry. And I just felt like that God had put himself here and his throne here to birth this place for the prophets, the new generation of prophets to be raised up in.
Right.
It's a new generation of prophets. And actually, I know you just said a moment ago, you know, you felt like you were in the grave. I actually would call your last year your Jacob season because you have moments where you have to wrestle. Why do you have moments you have to wrestle? Because you're about to birth the greater thing.
Amen.
And I actually think we forget that wrestling for revelation, a bit like in the book of Daniel, when you wrestle for revelation, is actually exhausting. And we see sometimes too much through the natural eye.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that when I'm wrestling for revelation, it's actually physically demanding on occasions. And I think you were doing a Jacob and a Daniel wrestling to bring forth the birthing of the new.
Wow. Praise
God. I do that. Yes. I do believe you.
Yes.
Because I really was ready to die. And I mean, I was ready because I could hardly walk. The doctor told me I didn't have any adrenaline left. What is that?
Adrenaline. But that's the same with Daniel in Scripture. I mean, he has to take to his bed because he's wrestling for days. Because he's wrestling over revelation.
Totally.
And I think we need a Holy Spirit lens on our physical frame on occasions, don't we?
Amen.
That actually I am wrestling to bring forth that glory to glory capability to birth something new in there.
Wow.
So, so exciting. Wow. And Sam Robertson's here with you.
Yeah.
Both of you being here is such a fulfillment of the calling on my life that I was to find the prophets from all over the world and bring them to television and build a stage for them. We didn't even have a stage for them. And the stage, you signed the papers, Nana, Marcel.
Right.
This is my daughter, Marcella.
Network. Amen.
Are you my oldest daughter? I don't know.
Well, Tammy Sue.
I'm the second oldest.
Come on.
Tammy Sue looks young, but she's the oldest daughter, right, Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're the eldest adopted child, probably.
That's right. Yes.
And you signed the papers. She's
amen.
The COO of this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I still don't know how many children we've adopted because we had. It's somewhere near 15, I think, if we added them all together.
They've
and
been in and out a bunch,
Someday we'll get a picture and put them all together and show you all the kids that we raised. But you were just a tiny baby when Mama saw you, about 10 months old.
10 months old, yes.
Wow.
And she is the COO of this ministry.
Come on.
If it wasn't for the children, that's why we now call this the Jim Baker Family Show.
Amen.
We do. That's what we go because we said we're all family
that's
here.
That's right. It's our family.
And it's family of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Family of God.
And so we signed the paperwork.
Yes.
When I was in bed, had a stroke, didn't know if the doctor gave me a 50% chance to live, but God had a plan.
Yes.
And I believe, you know, and I've been praying and seeking God and hearing from God. And then yesterday, you gave a word, and I think I'm going to cut through an awful lot and go right to that video.
Ooh,
so get it ready.
I think we need to. Let's go
but
there.
I wanted you to meet Sam Robertson.
Is Sam.
That's like Pat Robertson. That's the same way it's spelled, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same way.
Wow. I worked with Pat for years. He's my mentor.
Wow.
And Pat just stepped down from the 700 Club. He's 91 or 92. You'll be 92 is the next birthday, I think. And I'm 81. We're 10 years different in age. And so to have that name Robertson, I wonder if Pat is Irish. Are you Irish?
No, I'm Scottish.
Honey, you cannot get this is okay. Emma is Irish but lives in Scotland.
Yes.
And then Sam is Scottish.
But we're Celtic warriors. We're both Celtic. So it's easy to mix up. But I'm Scottish, born and raised, and Emma's from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And Emma, how did you meet Sam? Well, Sam travels with you and your husband.
My husband is down here. The very, very handsome man.
I love David. Very handsome man.
Yeah, I mean, David and I, do you know, it was great... I suppose exuberance many years ago, we just said, we got to hear the voice of God. You know that desperation you get? God, I cannot go in my own logic. I cannot go in my own flesh anymore. We have got to hear your voice. Yes. We have got to have revelation. Yes. Because without revelation, how do we understand the times and the seasons for our lives? And so we started this Global Prophetic Alliance. Why? Because I felt like they this, when I flicked my Bible over to Revelation 11 and I saw what was possible in the end times voices of those who would prophesy and they would command the weather and they would decide where the plagues were going to be and they'd prophesy into the earth and the atmosphere and the land and the peoples. And I said, God, where does that kind of prophet come from? Where does that kind of prophetic church get birthed?
Yes.
How does a church become that prophetic voice in the world? And so we were so motivated by that, that we were like, we are going to start to build a home for prophets in Europe, just like you're going to do in America.
Wow.
And I think that's why we feel this synergy and kindredness of spirit, because the call is actually very similar. How do you put a home for the prophets who will then, because I'm looking at my children and Sam's one of my sons saying, you know, I don't know quite when Jesus is coming back because nobody knows the hour of the day, but I better have built an atmosphere like you are, like we are, where that kind of Revelation 11 prophet can be birthed.
While you're talking, I'm having revelation.
Yep.
And I believe, you know, you built a place for the prophet, you said.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sam
is the director of Raising Prophets at Global Prophetic Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Senior leader and prophetic ministry.
Yeah.
A prophet to the nation. Sam lives in Glasgow, Scotland.
Yeah.
This is where they are.
Yeah, leading the Raising Prophets department with Emma, which is such a joy. I mean, we have, I think, if I can count, we've trained almost 500 emerging prophets from all around the world.
Amen.
And they come to Scotland to be trained.
How old are you, 16?
25. But I'll take 16. 16 plus 9.
Doesn't he look young? I mean, but this is what God spoke to me in the prison. There was going to be young prophets.
Amen.
And I was supposed to find them.
Yeah.
But Emma's found them.
Well, no, we partnered together. Yeah. I mean, we've trained thousands in the gift of prophecy. But we have trained 500 plus in the office of the prophet.
Wow. Could you send some over here?
Yeah, those who can prophesy over nations. Because he heads that up.
So I would like to have a branch of the prophet school here at our broadcast school. So could we be a part of your school?
Yeah, I mean, totally. We would have so much fun together. It would be a blast. Because I think we got stuck. I mean, you can help me out with this. We got stuck just in the little words, God really loves you. I see a sunflower. You know, nurture, soft words. And I just felt that doesn't hold a nation.
No.
What are the words that are holding America right now?
Amen.
Yeah.
Rather than just the personal ministry
stuff.
And I felt like we've got to have prophets and national words where the enemy hears the national word and goes, I dare not attack that nation because I know what holds that nation.
Yes.
And it's the word of the Lord from national prophets.
And yes, Sam.
That verse in Amos has gripped us. The Lord God does no thing without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets. And that's a terrifying verse. I think when you're a prophet, you kind of go, oh my goodness, I can't believe that's in the Bible, that God, you've limited your action in the earth to a prophet hearing your voice and then stewarding it. And so because of that verse and some others, we wanted to raise up those who had the words in their mouth, but also the life that could hold weighty revelation for a nation. Because God, you're not going to act in the British Isles or in America or in Asia or any other nation unless there are pure prophets who hear your heart, who hear your goodness, who hear your plans, and then are brave enough to speak it out. And so the Raising Prophets department with our joy is about raising up voices and lives from all around the world for those who will walk in the reality of that verse.
Amen.
God, you're going to do something in a nation if a prophet hears it and then is brave enough to speak it out.
Is brave enough to speak it. And I watched Emma yesterday as she delivered a message from the Lord to for this ministry, as you called this house, which this ministry, when you delivered that word from the Lord, and besides that, everything else that you delivered, and the thing about, and Emma said it, and she explained, I appreciate you explaining at the beginning of the message, which we are offering today, you explained the prophet, and what, and it's, you have to understand the prophet and the specialty of them.
Do you know?
I live with one, so I get it. I live with one. You get it, David? I'm with you.
This moment is so supernatural. You're going to be with us on tomorrow's program. I'm going to try to get all this into it because I don't want to miss God. This is a God moment, an awesome God moment.
Yeah, come on.
Now, God willing, I'm going to be bringing a message on New Year's Eve night, whenever it is that we do that, and we got amazing speakers coming in already.
I'm with you for that.
You're coming for New Year's? Woo! Oh my God!
We just found out.
Thank you, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh my God!
We just put it into the schedule. We just put it into the schedule.
Oh, you better get ready just to be on your face before God and become undone, everybody.
Come on.
No, God's doing something.
Wow.
I have a message that I'm working on. When I work on a message and it's this long, you know what I mean? I need 2 hours to preach it, but I'm limiting myself to 20 minutes from now on because I can't stand it. But if I sit down, be careful because I'll probably be long-winded. But I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now,
praise God.
Maybe I could get Philip Cameron to come, too.
Oh, your Scottish friend.
Yes.
Oh, we could have a right old warfare breakthrough Celtic.
Yeah.
But this is so supernatural. The power of the Holy Spirit began in Christian television when the Camerons came from Scotland.
Wow.
And they sang all these great songs, and souls were saved.
Wow.
We would keep the cameras on all night long.
Amazing.
The show was 2 hours long then. That was a long show. But it would go to 4 a.m, 5 a.m, and all night long, and people would literally walk down. You should hear Philip tell about it, but it walked down through the night to come to find Jesus in that studio.
Amazing.
It's supernatural. And the power of the Holy Ghost for the first time in history fell.
Yeah.
At CBN.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
And you're prophesying here today of the next step for this ministry, which I'm going to announce fully probably on New Year's if I can keep shut up about it because it's already happening. But I believe it's going to be so exciting. I can't imagine. I had Scotland come to start us out. And here Scotland has come.
That really is.
So give us this message.
Okay. Yeah. What's happening? Wow. Emma, tell me what's happening. How did the Cameron family in the 60s, when Christian television started, had to bring them from Scotland to America to start Christian television. And here we're going again. All of a sudden,
the Scots coming in. Yeah. Do you know what I think that is? Partly because God loves international families.
Yes.
And he loves when we partner and when we don't get siloed down into a small place. I think that's number one. I think the other thing is that the Scottish are such breakthrough warriors that actually sometimes you need, it's what John the Baptist is written about him, the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. And actually we read that scripture and get a little bit nervous. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Doesn't that sound bad? But actually the brilliance of that is you sometimes need a warrior mindset that reaches high up, grabs the substance of heaven and forcefully pulls it down, and God loves that, apprehends it, and makes it real in the earth. And actually, God is saying, where are those Elijahs? Where are those John the Baptist?
Amen.
Who will awaken with that warrior capability that they will reach up into heaven, and I will back them up.
Amen.
And it is that force, I think, of a Holy Ghost anointing, because, of course, when you translate, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power. Could say that in
power.
Two syllables.
I love the way you guys say it.
Power. You shall receive power. car when the Holy Spirit comes. The word, obviously, dunamis, which we know, actually, its first definition is not power. Its first definition is force in the Strong's Concordance. Yes. You shall receive a force
when
the Holy Spirit comes upon
An
you.
Explosive force.
An explosive force. Wow. I mean, absolutely, Sam. So I think there is that ability that we receive the Spirit and this force of God. When I look around at what you've built, you must have walked in that for years. The explosive blessing of the force of God that enables something to be established in the earth.
Come on.
And so I think sometimes, look, I've got blind spots. You've got blind spots. Every nation does. And by the virtue of the fact that they're a blind spot, we don't know what they are. I don't know what mine are. But actually, in a synergy of having a friend in your corner from a different nation, you actually hold truth in a different way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. So wow. Good. When God speaks, sometimes the world, and one of the things that we've all kind of hesitated because of what the left is doing to the church, and it's time for the church to stand up and rise and build.
Amen.
Well, Jim, yesterday, Emma gave a word here at, on Gray Street at Morningside as she, by the way, she's not just a prophet. I just have to say that she's an amazing preacher of the Word of God. Amazing. I'm talking amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't always see all that together. But thank you for the word. We do have that word from the Lord that Emma delivered here on Gray Street 24 hours ago. Let's roll it.
And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say over this ministry, he says this, you have contended well in prayer, and you get my well done for that, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I call this the retreat for the seers internationally, the seer prophets. The Lord says that there are going to be schools of revelation and schools of seer sight. For the Lord says, I have sent even the revelation angel to this ministry, just as I sent him to John on the island of Patmos to bring revelation. And the Lord says the revelatory realm is open to a new level in this house, and you will start to have visions and dreams, and you will see my face, and I will call this a place of seer encounter, says the Lord, and many will come in person to retreat, and there is even yet an accommodation block yet to be built, and there's even yet a school facility yet to come that I will put my hand on, says the Lord, and you will build the school of the seer in the midst of this place, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this, that there has been even demons that have stood over your broadcasting, and he says they wanted to dumb you down and always make things of communication hard. And the Spirit of the Lord says, this day I release over you the Revelation 11 anointing to be prophets who speak with fire like Elijah and Moses, that there would be from this house an ability for your words, like the revelatory witnesses in Revelation 11, your words to go round the world, says the Lord, and to be the words that say whether there is blessing or plague, whether there is rain or provision. And the Spirit of the Lord said, did I not put you through a trial by fire, even in the last 2 years? And the Spirit of the Lord says, I wanted to see how humble you were, and I tested the character of the house. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I have found you as hungry, and I have found you as mature, and I have found you, says the Lord, in this day to be ones that I can trust with a generation of seers. And the Spirit of the Lord says there is a youth movement of seers to come from this house, and he says that there is going to be the ability that you have been lacking to replicate. And the Lord says you are gathering the OAPs, old age pensioners, the older folks. Sorry, I don't know when that culturally translates. But the Lord says you've been gathering the older folk. But the Lord says, now I give you a gift of replication in this house, says the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus!
Wow.
That is powerful. So powerful. I want to sit and Think about it.
And bask in it, right? Yes. Emma's even amazed as she's watching.
Oh, I love when God just uses you ecstatically and that place of Holy Spirit possession. Because I'd actually forgotten most of that just because it's so in the moment with
but
God.
But it's so, oh my God.
Detail.
And the school's in there and all the things that God's been laying in my heart. Yeah. Pastor Joe, you're going to help with the school more than, you know, we may be small because...
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, I had 3,000 people that worked for me.
I just felt, Maricela, I mean, when I saw, I mean, I know I've seen you, you know, on Zoom before, but when I saw you in the flesh, my heart just leapt because your tribe and your kin and the prophet, not just the gift. Oh, my friend, the prophet anointing is so strong on you. But can I tell you what I see? It's leadership and prophet, and
yeah,
not all prophets lead well. But the Spirit of the Lord says you have leadership and you have the office of prophet.
Yes.
And the Lord says you have an arrowhead anointing that is able to pierce through new ground, and the Lord says you are more ready than you think. In the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, it is a time that you stop hiding. It is a time that you stop saying, I will let somebody else go. The Spirit of the Lord says, it is a time where you see the report that I have written about you. For the Lord says, take the words out of your mouth that say somebody else must do it. For the Lord says you must now own the call to lead and senior leadership. And you must broadcast, says the Lord, even a show in your own right. For the Lord says, even as you do, I will give you the millennials, says the Lord. I will give you the younger generation. For the Lord says, I have gifted you for a certain people group and a certain dynamic that you will call them into my house. That you will call them into my heart, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I call your broadcasting station, your program, open in the spirit realm, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, daughter, that self-rejection is now off you. And I give you the ability
Amen.
To say, I am a voice of God.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah,
Sam's going to add to that.
I just heard the Lord say, I've made you one to steward my voice, like in Jeremiah 23:29. Is my word not like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces? Is my word not like a fire and a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces? And the Lord says, daughter, there is such a purity about the way in which you steward revelation. And the Spirit of God says, I have given you an authority to speak words of deliverance and words of breaking and words of burning. And the Lord says, you will release words to the generation that you see before you, and your words will even become like a furnace around them where they will be called into purity and they will be called into refining. And there's this sense that you've heard God speak lots about certain things, but I've not had the boldness to say, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, and the Lord says, daughter, I am putting a ferocious boldness on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord says, you'll be known as a bold prophet that speaks actually some quite wild things in the future that you'll kind of go when you speak something, oh my goodness, where did that come from? Was that really from me? But the Lord says you will speak bold words, and the Lord says you will liberate a generation and purify them and raise them up in time to become voices and prophets as well. And the teacher in you, the prophet and the communicator, the teacher, you will prophesy, but you will also train, equip, and release and send prophets out as well.
Amen.
That is so true. That is
so true. Wow.
And she hasn't fully moved into accepting that, but she is now, I think.
It's a wrestle.
She's going to, because God spoke to me that she's going to proclaim the word. She's going to preach the word. And God raised up, I mean, how many years ago did we get the children gathered together into our home?
21.
21 years ago, God gave us a whole group of children. And the group grew, and it was just, it's just total, for us to say yes to a whole family.
Yeah.
That came to our home to live with us.
Wow.
And there's part of them, they're there at Camp Hope. There you are, Nana, off to the side there. But God is doing something.
Come on.
You're seeing the Jim Baker family show, we call it now. But together, God has put this together.
Come on.
And this is supernatural for the last days. This is the voice of the prophets.
Yeah.
And as you were prophesying earlier, as you were talking, you talked about you have a house, or you build a place for the prophet. What do you call it? The house of the prophet or something. God spoke to me something, and I'm going to be in trouble because I haven't run this by anybody.
Well, it's the Jim Baker Show, and you are the leader of this ministry.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this. Yes. I'm going to just say it publicly. I'm going to say it. And you know, I've got to not be afraid of the press anymore. Mm-hmm. And afraid, because they just put down everything.
Oh,
they make fun of everything.
Good.
And I'm not going to allow it anymore. Yeah. But I believe, Lori, I believe Grandma went to be with the Lord. Her last wishes was that her home she built here. She built a house, oversaw it, designed it, created it. And her desire was that that house go to the ministry. Well, it's in a bank. You know what I mean? It's a legal thing because she really had it financed, you know. So, but I'm believing God that we can finance it maybe through the ministry, Nana. I don't know.
I mean, people.
But I know this. We need to buy Grandma's house and you open it. So it's a home for profit.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So that when, like, if you bring your whole family, you could stay at Grandma's house.
Yeah.
And it's a three-bedroom house, I believe, isn't it? Yeah. Three-bedroom?
Yes. Can I tell you why I think it so matters what you're doing?
And it's all done.
Yeah, it needs to be. Let me tell you a story in a smaller way to illustrate the point. I went to the hairdresser's once, and my hairdresser hates Jesus. And, you know, really not on the page with faith at all. And she's cutting away and she says this to me, "Oh, you know, what are your family doing for the summer?" And I say to her, "Oh, well, my daughter, who's 19, we're trying to decide whether she should smuggle Bibles into China." That was the conversation. Well, I thought I was going to lose an ear.
Yeah.
The look on the woman's face, like, oh, you know, like this antagonism, this anti the person of Jesus. And so she got me out of that shop as fast as anything. So that 6 weeks later, back in to get the hair all spiked again. And I drive up and I park. She sees me. She runs from the shop out to the car and she says this, "Did the Chinese get their Bibles?"
Wow.
And I'm like, what? But I tell you what happened. Truth had hung in her atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when truth is spoken and it hangs in the atmosphere, it is like a seed, because of course God said to Prophet Samuel in Scripture, not a word fell to the ground.
Yeah.
In other words, they went in like seeds.
Wow. Yeah.
And that seed of value for Scripture went into my hairdresser. Now, if you scale that up, and you have prophets, which is why we don't care what the media says, although it's not nice to walk through, and we are flesh and blood.
That's
we
right.
understand that actually when you seed truth from a prophet in the office of a prophet into the atmosphere of a nation, it will eventually infiltrate, impact, and set a standard for truth. And the problem in the decline of a nation is usually you don't have truth, seed words sown in
it's
hearts
in soil,
and mind.
Wow.
And so your home for the prophets and your voice for the prophets TV, it's not just a nice idea. It's not just, oh, we like prophets. It's imperative for the well-being of a nation that truth hangs in the atmosphere, seeds into lives, and it is in that things turn around. And so when God wants to uproot and unsettle a nation, he goes to the prophets first. Mm-hmm. And I think you as a pioneer in America, me as a pioneer in Europe with Sam and my husband, you know, and interestingly, you have a family there, we have a family, you know, there, because you need that agreement that the word of the Lord will hang in the atmosphere of your nation.
Come on. Amen.
And that is why. Yes. That is why people have got to get behind what you are building.
That's
Amen.
So good.
Amen.
That is why.
Wow.
Amen.
I believe there's people listening right now that are to be a part of it.
Yes.
You're to be prayer warriors.
Yes.
You're to be givers. And we need the miracle. And I know the audience that watches, you're the miracle. You're a part of the miracle. God is the God of miracles. And I'm believing God. Now, I want you to support the show today. Every day, if I don't raise money, I can't pay the bills. And so I would like to get over that someday.
Yes,
but I'll raise the money, if the Lord lets me, till Jesus comes, if I have to. Because it's not going to get easier, I don't think. But I believe this, that God is going to speak to some people, Pastor Joe. And I believe I'm going to prophesy. I'm sorry, but my prophecy is just pouring out. And I really believe that the camp, that how long have you built a camp up in?
30 years.
30-year camp. What's the name of your camp?
Camp Bell.
Camp Bell. 30 years. How many do you think have been saved up there?
Thousands.
I know for a fact I sent all my kids there, and that was their favorite because it was
These
Holy
children here,
Spirit.
Some of their spiritual moments
That's
came
right.
from Camp Bell.
Amen. That's right.
Yes. Well, we want to bring Camp Bell to here.
Yes.
We want to build new cabins and use the cabins for older people as well as young people. So we can have youth camps. We can have old people camp or young
Family
people camp.
Or just,
you know, God told me years ago, so help me.
He's got you've got him all stirred up,
no,
Emma. I gotta tell you.
Said,
I'm like, but you let Emma come. Let Emma
God said, don't separate the old from the young.
Come on, that is it. Say that again because that is on it. That's on it.
That they need each other.
The old and the young do. And you know what? I think we have.
And the youth are in a mess today because the old are not. Mentoring
I agree.
Them.
You see when a prophet were like, but I agree. And the Lord has started to talk to me about our lack of replication anointing, that we have to contend for a replication anointing. Because actually what the older generation have is maturity and wisdom.
That's
what
right.
the younger generation have is energy. And actually you need both to build the kingdom of God.
Well, you know.
Amen.
I don't know how many years ago it was that I built Heritage USA, but that was 40 years ago probably. I don't know the exact moments. But I built the largest Christian retreat center, 4 square miles.
Wow.
Miles. Mm-hmm. $1 billion property.
Mm-hmm.
And overnight it was gone. And God wanted to change course with me. And my prison time was my school. But prison is where I heard from God. Better than the doctorate was the fact that he taught me things.
Amen.
He taught me the revelation word for word.
Yes.
I'm prepared for the last days. So that's why he prophesied over me when I was 19 years old that I would go where no man had ever gone before and that I would help usher in the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe I'm supposed to stay alive and not die.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And if you get afraid around dead people, well, I'm a dead man walking. I'm coming out. I said, I'm coming out.
Okay. Yes. Amen.
I have to come out.
That's right.
I want to live till I die. I always said that. And God's getting us ready for the last great big move of God.
He is. He is.
And I already know what to build. I already know what needs to be done. God has showed this all to me. But yet I thought, well, here I am, stopped halfway. And God says, no. And then he just brought somebody from Scotland to kickstart me. With a message yesterday,
really
the message we played on the air,
wow.
and
And we're sending the whole message out.
Yeah, I just think people need to get that message.
There's a lot for the season in it, actually, guys. And, you know, I think sometimes you need prophets to navigate a season, don't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you fall apart.
Yes.
Because actually, the prophets... Now, we are irritants in the body of Christ. The prophets, can we just be... You know, we are irritants in the body of Christ.
And what did you call it in the...
The prophets are the grit in the oyster.
The grit in the oyster.
Makes the pearl, right?
The other thing I would tend to say is we comfort the afflicted and we afflict the comfortable.
Oh, true.
That is what prophets do.
We do.
So in this message, what you have is a real robust anchoring in truth.
It's
so
true.
You know why God is doing what he's doing.
It's
and
true.
Of course, you're selling it together with a package
with
of Lion Bites.
Lion Bites, your brand new, it's a devotional book.
Why don't you tell us about this?
Lion Bites, for those of you, surely you're the front of it. Not the back, the front. There it is with the lion. So we, as an organization, have sent out daily prophetic words for, I don't know how many years.
Millions and millions.
Millions have received them. Millions get them every single day, all across the world, daily prophetic words. And we really felt like we wanted to put them in a book, fresh prophetic words.
Yeah.
They're not words that we've sent out before.
Yeah.
We sat, a team of us, team of the prophets, hearing the voice of God,
Amen.
Fresh words that we believe as you read them will awaken the prophetic warrior
Amen.
On the inside of you.
Yeah.
That as you read this book and you go on a year-long journey for 365 days, you will read prophetic words that will wake that warrior up. And they're not just words that you'll read. There's Bible verses. But really what we wanted to do was add activations, response to the words. So every day you'll have a decree to make or a prayer to pray or even a prophetic act to do to wake the warrior up in you and to partner with the voice of God. But they are fresh prophetic words every day. They're not historic. We didn't copy and paste from our website.
Mm-hmm.
We spent many days hearing the voice of God for you and believe that it's going to be a real blessing.
Yeah. I actually think with this book, people say,
now, wait a minute, is that $30 for both of them?
Yes. That's right. Yes, we're going to send them.
Oh, you're doing bargains.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. We are going to send them the free gift of the Dismantling for
Glory. Well, they
need
to get this message from the church yesterday. This was a
Amen.
This is the turning point for our ministry.
Wow.
The prophecies on there. There's prophecies to other people, praying for other people.
Amen.
You prayed for people at the end of the service.
But she also talked about dismantling. So when you see that title, you are going to be dismantled.
Yeah.
If you're not, you get ready.
I mean, I think I'll speak for a lot of people that this season, it feels like we've been turned and hung upside down.
Yes.
You know, in the world, it does. It feels like we've been in a bit of a spin, in a whirlwind, and it's hard sometimes to find your feet, and it's hard sometimes to have the context of God and understand, well, this is what God is doing.
Yes.
And that's why God gives prophets.
Yes.
You know, the Issachar tribe, they knew the times and seasons, and I think sometimes we stop there. But that verse goes on to say, and they knew what the people had to do. And I think that is often missing, where we know the times and seasons, but actually we need a prophet, which Emma did on Sunday with Dismantling for Glory, to say, right, here's what's going on in the earth.
Right.
Here's what God is doing, but here's what you need to do.
That
is the key part, where we say and set the times and seasons, but then we can say, well, then this is what you've got to do to respond to God.
That's right. And we do need, like you said, to reiterate, that we do need the prophetic, the prophets to navigate us.
Yes.
This is daily.
Yeah.
This is a daily devotional for prophets from a prophet. It's unusual.
This is the first time I've held a copy of it, to be fair. So I'm a little bit like a proud mama.
You
But actually, so many people say, can you mentor us? Can you mentor us? And this really has come out of that. Do you know what?
Wow.
The activations are the difference from most daily devotionals.
Yes. Amen.
I've got things in here like, write a list of your 100 dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that important?
Remember?
Because sometimes we get so mundane and we get so stuck in a rut that you actually have to sit with God and write all the dreams that you've got from your life to bring you back into a place of expectation. Yeah. So it's not just, oh, here's a wee twee thought and a wee verse. It is actually an activation and a mentoring book daily to think as we think as prophets, and to have that expectation and that glory of God awakened and rising on you.
Amen.
So this is more than just, I actually would call it more of a workbook than a daily devotional.
Oh, I like that.
I want everybody to have it. I want you to order it right now. And it's a really a $50 would be retail value, easy on this. This is a hardback, and I'm telling you, hardback books are getting more and more expensive. This book now and in the future is going to be $30-$35 probably, because that's what books are. It's just crazy. But I'm a believer in books, because when the power goes out, you can still read books.
Amen.
But this is amazing, and you get the, and then this dismantling the glory.
We
need
it.
We're going to talk about this on the show some too, because I want people to know a little bit more about it. But I want you to get that whole ministry video, and this is at least $50. I mean, it would be together, but you're getting it for $30, and that includes shipping and handling.
That's right. Yes.
So it's over $50 value, but it's something. This is from a prophet from Scotland. This is something that is so important. She's got a message to give, and I want you to have it. This is for us, you people that watch me forever. Some of you are going to be with me till Jesus comes, and then I'm going to meet you in heaven, and we're going to have a reunion in heaven.
Amen.
So help me. You write that down so you don't forget it. This is so important. You have no idea how important what this show is today. But he says to Jim, me, I'm going to do it again.
Praise God.
He's about to put a megaphone.
Yes.
I was there with Pat Robertson when Pat would take his shoes off.
Wow.
The presence of God Almighty was so strong.
Yeah. Wow.
And he said, I'll do it again. We're going to see a move of God.
You are.
And we have to keep television, because television is the only means to reach the whole world.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. Amen.
And I actually think,
do you get that, people?
It's true.
I got to have some people around me that have a burden for Christian television.
Come on.
They know what, where we come
from. I really feel that God has said he's going to put a megaphone on the mouths of the broadcasters who tell the truth.
Come on.
And Satan has had his hand on that volume button.
Yes.
And you can feel
trying to kill it.
You can feel the diminishing. You can feel the spiritual warfare, can't you?
Yes.
And actually, the Lord is saying, when the prophets speak the word megaphone, it will disable Satan's hand from the volume button. And actually, God says, megaphone.
Yes.
I will put a megaphone on your mouth, and that means that the truth will go around the world.
Oh, come on.
And I actually really believe that what is going to come, particularly from your studio that you're building, the Voice of the Prophets, and your schools of raising the seer prophets, that what's going to come from that is open doors into even the witchcraft, the New Age movement, the mystics and the seers, who will go, we have the wrong version, but actually that is the pure version. Because when I meet witches and when I meet warlocks and we deal with the Satanists and we deal with the New Age movement and we deal with all of that, they always say this to me, I know Jesus is the top guy. And I say to them, well, why, if you know Jesus is the top guy, are you going to lesser spirits, demon spirits to guide you? Because we thought we were not allowed access to Jesus. That's what they tell you often, because he's too high a par. And I'm saying, no, in Christianity, it's the connection with Jesus that is central and core. And they'll grab you and they'll go, we can hear from Jesus directly. Yes, you can. And they leave the world behind and they leave Satan behind and they come in to the house of God. And I believe actually that this ministry is going to rescue the New Age, even the Buddhists who are listening to the wrong spirits, even the Hindus who are listening to the wrong spirits, even those who are receiving dreams about Jesus who are Muslims at this time. And when you speak with truth, they will go, oh, I didn't know I could have access to Christ.
So
right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on. It feels like we're in that scripture transition time where when Samuel was born, it talks about the word of the Lord was rare. That's what, when he was born, the word of the Lord was rare. But by the end of that passage, it talks about then the word of the Lord went to all the people, went to all Israel. And it feels like we are in that place of there's prophecy, but it's rare.
Yeah.
Because the demons have turned the volume down. And there are lots of people prophesying, but the words aren't being heard or going to where they need to. And God's going to raise you up to enable that transition from the word of the Lord being rare to the word of the Lord then going to all the earth.
Our time's gone for today.
I want you to be back tomorrow.
We're going to go into depth of your new book. And I want you to order the book today right now.
Yes.
And the video, and let me know you're standing with us.
Amen.
Because this is a turning point show.
Yes, it is. Amen.
This is a turning point. I need to know that you're going to stand with me
and
today.
Jim, Marisela just made the deal. She just made the deal. Okay, we got it through. You got my favorite, guys. The Lori's favorite, which is when you order three of Emma's brand new book. It's hard to even call it a book. It's so much more holding. It's pretty powerful. And but a devotional, a work, but something amazing for you. Three of the books and one DVD from the message here on Gray Street, and that's for $75 donation to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling, right, Nana?
That's right.
Okay, so call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
I wish I need to do something because God has been speaking to both Mondo and myself about the weather. We're seers. We see ahead, and we've seen so much winter coming, and so I don't know what all the nations are going to be, but I know America is due for a very heavy winter, and we made a deal, Marcella, to get the generator, the smaller, and you better get prepared.
Yes, amen.
The stuff we're talking about will only be available so long. I mean, food, we can only get survival food in batches of just small batches now.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that, but we've got to do what we can do.
Yeah.
Can I roll this video? Let me roll this right now.
Hey, welcome to Lion Energy. I'm Sean, and I'm going to show you some great new products from Lion Energy to help you with your portable power needs. You know, a lot of us are needing to have power when we're out on a job site, or we're out doing play and fun, having great activities, or maybe even in the case of an emergency where the power goes out and we want to just feel secure and safe in those type of situations. We've got great products that go across the board to help you with those portable power needs. Let's talk about one of the great new products called the Safari LT. This little guy can go with you anywhere you need to have portable power. If you think in terms of the familiar gas-based generators that have all the noise and you've always got to worry about how much fuel you have and maintain that guy, this one is the replacement for any of those type of generators. It's a great solar-based portable power unit. If you're doing heat because you lost power in your home during an emergency, we can help you with that with this guy. It goes across the gamut from your lights, communication devices, medical devices, tools, power your tools. You want to go out and have your Traeger grill and have your tailgating. This guy can power all of that. So let's take a few of our devices here and actually show you how this works, and then we'll talk some tech. So yeah, say that 10 times fast. Let's do maybe the lights. So we want to plug in our USB. We just simply take the lights or a device that has USB. We turn that on, and you can see with our lights, these individual three lights are LED lights. You can turn on and off now with a particular handle here. And that's one of the great easy ways to show off and get lights when you're in trouble. Well, I'm out on the job site. I've got power tools. I need some supply that way. So here we are with our drill, and we're going to just simply turn it over to the side here. Pull down, and we're plugged in now. You can see that we're activated on our AC. I'm going to plug that one in, and notice that we're now going to start charging our batteries. Great for out on the job sites. You can plug in laptops, like I said, Traeger grills, all kinds of different things to help make your life as enjoyable as you can with your power needs. Now, let's talk tech stuff for just a second. We've already talked about the weight, a super lightweight at just over 10 pounds. This also, the LT puts out 500 watts of power at a time. So any of these devices that you want to plug into, as long as they are under 500 watts, you can plug them in. You can also plug multiple ones in at the same time, as long as they don't exceed the 500 watt output. It stores energy in what we call watt hours. And so how much time you can operate any of these is measured in watt hours. This has 450 watt hours. So for instance, these little lights right here that we plugged in a minute ago, you can run those for 112 hours if you wanted to. CPAP machine we talked about, overnight, no problems. The drills, everything you can run for long periods of time, depending upon how many you have plugged in at the same time. That's the Lion Energy Safari LT portable power unit. You need to get one of these. It's awesome. It will help you in emergencies. It will help you with your work site. It will help you with play. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great time out camping or doing whatever you need to with power at your fingertips.
All right, that is one of the products that we actually helped develop over the years. And this is the what do you call it? Safari.
Safari LT.
And it we're giving a bonus today. And in January, the price goes up on this thing. Mm-hmm. Everything's going up. It's just crazy. Yes. But this would be something to give you light in your house. If you can even run an electric blanket from it to keep you from freezing to death. You know, and that's a pretty good deal.
That's right.
But this is the generator you get with it. And also, we're adding a hand crank that you can use when the sun's not shining. You crank.
That's right.
Make power with your grandchildren cranking it for you.
That's it right there.
There you go. I love it. Yes. So this is the Safari LT Fuelless Generator offer for a donation of $725 to the ministry. That does also include the shipping and handling. You'll receive one of the 500-watt generator, which is fuelless. And then we are sending you one of the hand cranks as well in this offer. Call us 1-888-988-1588 to take advantage of this amazing special.
Well, the hand crank is a very, very expensive item, so it's really great to get that as a bonus. Well, we have to go, and don't miss tomorrow's broadcast
when
Emma will be back and Sam will be here too.
Yes.
And we want you to get the book.
Order Emma's book now, everybody. And I would say get the friends and family offer, get the three, because there are so many people you're going to want to bless this. For the new year. This is perfect timing, Emma, for the new year for us to get started and do the work that God has for us to do.
Our time's gone. I want to thank Emma Stark and Sam Robertson for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. And let's go forward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't be left behind. Let's get forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.